Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Dalet, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Gimel Amud Beis. We are in the thick of Agadat the Gemara, so Zok the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mai Dechsev, what's pshat in the pasuk that says, Chabakuk Perek Aleph, Vatasa Odom Kidgei Hayom, Kiremes Loi Moishol Poi. That man is compared to fish. Why does the pasuk refer to human beings as fish? Just like fish, if they leave their natural habitat, if they leave the water that they live in, they go on to dry land, they will die immediately. We as people, Yidden, have our oxygen, and that is Torah and mitzvahs. And if we walk away from our Torah and mitzvahs, miyad mesim, just like the dagim shaviyam. Davar acher, another b'shamad dagim shaviyam, kivich kadralim chama miyad mesim. If they're overly exposed to the sun, they will die right away. Kach pnei adam, kivin shekadralim chama miyad mesim. Zok to Gemara. What does that mean? Iba yaseima boilam azeh, v'iba yaseima lo'ilam abba. So the davar acher could be understood in two ways. This sun could be the physical sun, that if a person is overly exposed to the sun, it can cause him to die. Or perhaps it's referring to a metaphorical sun, referring to Olam Haba. Zok to Gemara, Iba Yisein Olam Hazeh, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina, Hagal B'dei Shemayim, Chutz Mitzinim Pachim. Everything that happens to a person, good or bad, is B'dei Shemayim, with the exception of two things. Tzinim, machlois, that come about because a person was exposed to the cold, or pachim, machlois that come about because a person was exposed to the heat. Shenemar tzinim pachim b'derech ikesh, shoymer nafsho yirchak mehem. So ordinarily, it's hard to say, shoymer nafsho yirchak mehem, as if to say you have control over what's going to happen to you, because really, akol b'dei shemayim. But when it comes to tzinim, and it comes to pachim, it comes to cold and heat, that is something that a person himself needs to be careful of. Thus, tzinim pachim b'derech ikesh, shemen afshe yirchak behem. And that's what the Gemara means. When the Gemara compares a person to dagim shaviyam, just like the fish, kivet shekadra aleim chamo miyad meisim, so to a person needs to be overly careful, not to be too exposed to the sun, because if he is, even if it wasn't bashert for him, maybe to be punished for whatever reason, but it's something that he can control, thus he needs to be extra careful. There's no Gehenim Lasa Lavoi. Now, doesn't mean that after a person dies, there's no Gehenim. Just like this Gan Eden after a person dies, there's Gehenim, what the Rishonim referred to in the beginning of Perek Chelek as the Olam HaNeshamos. But Shimon ben Lakish was referring to Olam HaBa La'achat Tchias HaMeisim. And La'achat Tchias HaMeisim, this is going to be no Gehenna. Ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moitzi Chamim Mimartika U'Makdu, and all the people of mankind, as we discussed in great detail when we learned Perek Chelek, are going to get up. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shine a very powerful sun. Rishayim aren't going to be able to handle the heat, and as a result, they're going to be judged. They're going to be tortured from the sun. Tzadikin, here's Rappenbach. Rishon, Nidoinim ba, Yichsev kini, Ayoim ba, Boi ketaner, Boi kol zeydem, Vechol oise rish akash, Veli et oisem ayoim ha ba, Omer Hashem tzvokos, Asher lo yazoiv lohem shoyrish v'onif, Loi shoyrish b'ilom hazev, Veli onif l'ilom ha ba. But either way, that pasuk is describing a sun that's really, really hot. It's Boi ketaner, Vehoi kol zeydem, Vechol oise rish, All the Rishon are going to be punished. Tzadikim, it's Rappenbach. How do you know that tzadikim are going to benefit? They're going to have refuah from the sun. Tzchsev, Azor not only are they going to have refuah, but they're really going to enjoy it. Either way, the second shot, why people are referred to as Degei Hayam, because just like Dagim Shabiyam, Kivin Shekadra Aleim Chama Miyad Mesim, if they're exposed to the sun, they'll die right away. Kach Pnei Adam, Kivin Shekadra Aleim Chama Miyad Mesim. What does that mean? Iba Yaseim Abaylam Hazeh, Iba Yaseim Abaylam Abba. Iba Yaseim Abaylam Hazeh, Kudrab Chanina, a person can control him being harmed by the sun. So a person needs to be careful. Just like fish need to be careful, we need to be careful. Yiba Yisema, it's referring to Olam Haba. Olam Haba, the Rishonim are going to be punished. How? Not with Gehenim, but rather with this really, really fiery sun. Davar Achar, a third pshat, in why people are referred to in this pasuk in Chabakuk as fish. Just like when it comes to fish, what's the rule? Big fish eat little fish. Af pnei adam. The same is true when it comes to human beings. Big people, powerful people, they prey on the weaker people. El mole mayrosh al malchus. Not just that. Not for the fact that people were afraid of the authorities. They were afraid of the government. Kol agadol mechaveira boilei as chaveira. Anybody that was bigger than his friend, he would eat him up. Vayinu de tanana. It's a mishnah and others. Pchinas kiyanim used to say, having mispalu b'shloimish al malchus, a person should daven for shloimish al malchus. He should daven that there should be peace within the government. She'el mole mayrosh al malchus. Because were it not for the fact that there was stable government, ishes riyeyu chayim below, people would eat each other up. Either way, a third pshat, why people are referred to as the gay ayam, because just like fish, big fish eat little fish, big, strong, powerful human beings eat lesser powerful human beings. And it's a mishnah novice, Reb Chinina Skanuk Yanim said it. Have you mispalo b'shloimish al malchus? This is not just the malchus of Malchei Yisrael, but even the secular governments. You have to daven that there should be peace and there should be stability, because if there's no stability within the government, there's no ruling, governing authority, ish es re'eyu chayim below. It's interesting. Who's the one that said that mishnah novice? It's Reb Chinina Skanuk Yanim. I saw in the Sefer Anaf Eitz Ovos. That's from Reb Avadya Yosef. Zatzal. So he says that maybe the reason Rabbi Chanina Skanuk Kehanim is the one that said it, because Chanina Skanuk Kehanim is mentioned throughout Shas, and he was always referred to as the Skan HaKehanim. What does that mean? He was the vice president. It seems like he never became president. He was always the vice president. Usually, the job of the vice president at some point is, if something happens to the president, he would step in. And that was really the role of the Skan Kohen Gadol. The role of the Skan Kohen Gadol was that if something ever happened to the Kohen Gadol, if he ever became posel, he became tameh, so the Skan Kohen Gadol would come in his place. So much so that the Shagasari asks a famous kasha. We know the first Mishnah in Masechtas Yuma. The Mishnah says, Shivas Yomim, Kodim Yema Kippurim, Mafishim Kohen Gadol, Mibesei Lilim. And one of the things they used to do was they would set aside a backup Kohen Gadol. Maybe something's going to happen to Kohen Gadol and you need somebody looming, somebody ready to come in and take his place as be the Kohen Gadol. What do we need a special backup Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? You anyways had a backup Kohen Gadol. That was the job of the Skan Kohen Gadol. But either way, there was a Skan Kohen Gadol, and Reb Chanina seemed to have been a perpetual Skan Kohen Gadol. Why did he never become Kohen Gadol? Says Rabbi Avadya, it's Yitachim, because Rabbi Chanina Skanuk Kehanim lived during Bayashay. And being that he lived during Bayashayni, at that time there was corruption. And who were the Kehanim Gedolim? They were Tzedukim. If you had money, if you had cash, you paid for it, and that's how you became the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says in Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Samech Aleph, Marsa Bas Baisus gave Yanai HaMelech an envelope with a lot of money in it, because she wanted her husband, Yeshua ben Gamliel, to become Kohen Gadol. So that's how people used to become Kohen Gadol. They would pay for it. Apparently, Reb Chanina Skanuk Kehanim didn't have the money, or he was a virtuous person. And as a result, he wasn't going down that road. See, he himself never became Kohen Gadol. Says Reb Avadya, you would have thought that somebody like Reb Chanina Skanuk Kehanim, who on a personal level, his career was greatly impacted because of all the corruption that took place in the Malchus. So somebody like him maybe would have wanted the Malchus to fall. See, he said not that way. Having mispalo b'shloimish al Malchus, despite the fact that on a personal level, he was a victim of this Malchus, but he still realized the value of there being a Melech, the value of there being a governing authority. Shel mole mayra ishes reyeyu chayim b'la. I'll just tell you something interesting. If you don't know this, so Reb Chanina Skanuk Kehanim lived during Bayashayni. He's actually brought down a Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchas Tainis, in Simen Tov Kuf Pei, it's a very Chakava Simen in Shulchan Aruch. Yomim Shemes Anin Bohem. So the Shulchan Aruch goes through different days in Jewish history where bad things happen. And as a result, once upon a time, people used to fast on those days. So when the Shulchan Aruch is going through the month of Sivan, so it says that what happened during the month of Sivan, the Esrim v'chamisha boy, on the 25th day of Sivan, Nereg Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael, that's Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol, Rab Chanina Skanuk Kehanim. So we know the story of Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael. They both died. We say this in the Yitzris on Yom Kippur. During Musaf, the Tir Rabbi Yishmael Atzmai, and they both died on the same day, and they made a Goyro, who should die first. So at that very same time that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Nasi, and Rabbi Yishmael, the Kohen Gadol, died, there was a third tzaddik that was killed. Kiddush Hashem, Hashem Yimkom Domoy. And who was that? That was Chanina Skana Kehanim. Either way, Zok to Gemara Vaitis. So we had three pshatim in this pasuk in Habakkuk, where the pasuk describes a human being as a fish. Vataseh Adam Kidgei Hayam Kiremes Loim Boishamai. Why like a fish? Number one, just like fish need water, so too we need Torah mitzvahs. Just like fish, if it's overly exposed to the sun, it can be very harmful. So too, we can be harmed by overly exposing ourselves to the sun as well. And then finally, just like with fish, big fish eat little fish, so too when it comes to human beings, the mole mayrosh al malchus, kolagodo me chaveroi, bayleya es chaveroi. B'chanina b'papa rabbi, except the pasuk says, shakai loy mitzonu, sagi koyach. That if you look at the ma'isim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't seem that Hashem is so powerful. B'ksiv, the pasuk also says, godol adinein v'rav koyach. To the contrary, Hashem is extremely powerful. So which one is it? When you look at the meisim of Hashem, you analyze what Hashem created. Are you going to walk away and say nunu, or you're going to walk away and say God aladinein over Rab Koyach, or Yemin Hashem nedari b'koyach? So the Gemara like Kasha, kam b'shas din, kam b'shas mulchama. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu's judging Klal Yisrael, then it's shakai loy mitzanu sagi koyach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, he inhibits himself a little bit. He doesn't show his full might, his full strength, because it wouldn't be good. But when it comes to waging wars, Hashem ish mulchama. When it comes to waging wars on behalf of Klal Yisrael, like the Yidden said, when they crossed the Yamsuf, Yemincha Hashem Nedari Bakoyach. When it comes to Shas Mulchama, that's when you see the full might, the full strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rab Chama, Rab Chanina, Rab Miksiv, the pasuk says, Chema Einli. HaKadosh Baruch says, I don't get angry. Miksiv. But there's another pasuk that says, Noikem Hashem. Ubal Chema, I'm defined by Chema. Like Kasha, Kan Yisrael, Kan Be'oivdei Koychavim. Towards Klal Yisrael, it's Chema Einli. When it comes towards the Oivdei Koychavim, then it's to the contrary. Noikem Hashem Ubal Chema. I'm talking about Papa Rab, Omar Chema Einli. That really HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Chema. So what does it mean when it says Chema Einli? So you have to read the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk is Chema Einli Miyitneni Shomer Shayis. And the way you read it is Hashem says, right now I taka don't have Chema. But you know what the reason is? Shekvar Nishbat. Because I swore that I'm not going to have Chema. And the next words, Miyitneni Shaloi Nishbat. Had somebody prevented me from swearing? What does the pasuk say? Shomer v'shayis, eyeh shomer v'shayis. Then you would have seen my chema, and you would have realized exactly what it is that I'm capable of. Either way, there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, what the next line of Gemara means. We'll go with Rashi's pshat. Rashi says that the Gemara is going to go all the way back now to the beginning of the Masechta, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Gemara describes this give and take, this shakla v'tayra, the lawyers of the Umay Sa'olam lobbying on behalf of their clients in the end of days trying to get some schar for the Torah that they never learned. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to work with them. And he's going to conclude that really they deserve no schar. But at the same time, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba B'chunyim B'yosav, I'm going to give you another chance. The other chance is going to be a mitzvah kala, the sukkah shema, go do it, really hot sun, the mevayit and the sukkah, the rest is history. But for now, Zokta Gemara, that this midah that you find, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite the fact that he knows that the Umay Sa'olam do not deserve anything lost alava, because they failed, still Hashem is going to go out of his way to give them another chance. Because in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baba Chunyim B'Yosef, Zokta Gemara, this is consistent with something Rabbi Alexandri once said. Ma'idach Siv, Apasig in Zechayim, Ho'i B'yem Ahu, Avakish Lahashmid, Es Kol Agoyim. Avakish, Freikta Gemara, Mimi, who's Hashem? Avakish means like Hashem is going to be looking for support. He's trying to get bipartisan support from his legislation so he can go and pass this law where he's going to take out the Gentiles. I mean, he doesn't need permission from everybody. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avakish, Big Mint Nishalahem. You know what Avakish means? I'm going to look first and I'm going to try to find Schusim. Maybe the Umay Sa'olam are going to have some Schusim. Yesh them Schus, Eftem, Vim Lav. And it's only if they don't have Schus, Ashmidein, it's then that I'm going to destroy them. Now, we had said previously, before the Gemara interrupted with Rabbi Alexandri's halacha to go back to Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, we were discussing this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts himself with the Yidin and with the Umay Sa'olam differently. When it comes to the Yidin, there's an idea of Shakai Loimitzanu Sagi Kayach. Hashem doesn't show his full strength, his full might when he's judging the Yidden. To the contrary, when he's waging wars against the Umay Sa'ilam, then it's Gadol Adinein of Rav Koyach, then it's Yemincha Hashem, Nadadu Bak Koyach. You have this idea of Chema Einli when it comes to Klal Yisrael. But then you have an idea of Noikem Hashem Ubao Chema when it comes to the Umay Sa'ilam. So there's different midos and different hanhagas that Hashem has when it comes to judging and punishing Klal Yisrael, and when it comes to judging and punishing the Umay Sa'ilam. Zog die Gemara, weinu da ma Rava. Rava once said the same thing. Meidich siv, a pasik in Iyoiv, ach loy bi'i yishlach yad, in befidoi lahem shu, amalam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, kshani donos Yisrael, when I judge the Yidin, ina ni donos yisam ka ovdik echavim. I don't judge them like ovdik echavim. Dich siv, ava, ava, ava asi mera, that I'm going to completely wipe them out. Ela ani nifra mehem kefid shal tarnagoylas. The way I punish Klal Yisrael is like the pecking of a rooster. When a rooster pecks, it's a little bit at a time. That's the way I punish Klal Yisrael. So when it comes to the Umay Sa'olam, Ava, Ava, Am, I wipe them out completely. But when it comes to Klal, I'm going to punish them. It's true. I'm going to punish them. Hashem's not a Vatron. But at the same time, it's Ma'at, Ma'at, Ma'at. So at the end of the day, the sum ends up equaling its parts. But at the same time, it happens so piecemeal, so tzibislach, that it doesn't really add up. Another reason why the way Hashem interacts with the Yidden would be compared to pid shel tarnagoilus, the pecking of a rooster, that if Klal Yisrael does small mitzvahs, kipid shel tarnagoilum, shemanakrim ha'ashbani mitzar for lechesh ben gadol, Hashem's a little mitzvah, another daf, another this, another that, everything adds up to a cheshbin gadol. Lahem shua, what does that mean? B'schar shem eshavim lefonei, ani boishi lahem. Shua is miloshin, they yell, they scream. When Yidden daven really loudly to Hashem, says Hashem, the Yeshua, because I am the Rab Abba, again you find this idea. Ma'idich siv anoichi eftem, v'hema dibro like sov. Ani amarti, I said eftem, v'mamoyin abayil mazeh. Because Baruch Hu said that I said, you know what, I'm going to have the Yidden suffer a little bit on this world. I'll take away their money. I'll make some things happen. The Hema, Dibro like Safin. Now, I had the greatest, I had the most noble intentions. I thought this was wonderful for them. Because instead of wiping them out, and instead of one day in Olam Haba punishing them for things that they deserve to be punished, let me chepa with them a little bit on this world. Kidei, that in Olam Haba, they'll be Zaycha. The Hema Dibro like Safin, but the Yidden didn't get it. They didn't realize that all these little things that were happening to them was for their good, and as a result, they came to me with tainus. I know that Papi Mishmei Rav Ma'idik said another place where you find the same idea. A pasuk in Hoshea, Vadi Asarti Chizak Yisrael Yosim Elai Yachshuv Rama Kadosh Baruch Ani Amarti Ayasim Yisrael Meidem Azay Kadosh Chaskus Yosim Leilam Abba. I said, let me punish them a little bit in Leilam Azay so that they will be strengthened in Leilam Abba. Elai Yachshuv Lura, but they had a completely different idea in mind. They took it the wrong way. Zok Tegemar Shtabechlu Rabavo Lemini Brav Safra. Rav Avo was talking to the Minim, and he was telling them about what a great person Rav Safra was. Now, who are the Minim? So, loosely translated, Minim are heretics. They're apikarsim. They're people that don't have the proper emunah. They don't have the proper hashkafas. But we know that Rashi brings in a few places in Shas that the word min is an acronym. It's the Rosh Tevois Meitalmida Yeshoi Noitzri. So, we're probably talking about Noitzrim in this Gemara. So, Rav Avo was in contact with the Noitzrim, and he was waxing poetic about Rav Safra. He told him, Rav Safra is an Adam Gadol. Shavkulei Michsa de Tlesi Shnit. So apparently the Noitzrim had respect for a real Chacham, for a Talmud Chacham. So because of the fact they heard such great things about Rav Safra, so they told him, you're exempt, you don't have to pay any taxes for 13 years. Yoy Mechad Ashkechu. One day, the Noitzrim, this group of people, met Rav Safra. Amrulei, they asked him a question. He said, do you mind if we ask you a question of learning? He said, of course. Amos Perikimel Pasuk Beis. The Pasuk says, Rak Eschem Yodati Mikol Mishmachai Zadam. Kodesh Baruch Hu turns to Klal Yisrael. And he says, I love you more than all the nations of the world. And it's for that reason, Alkein Efkoi Dalechem as Kol Avoy Neseichem. It's for that reason I'm going to punish you for all the bad things that you did. And they asked Rav Safra the obvious question, Mande Islei Sisya Berachme Masakle, I love you so much, we're such good friends, and as a memento for our relationship, I am going to completely take you out, I'm going to nitpick on every little thing that you do. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. So the Gemara Ishtik, so Rav Safra was quiet, but he didn't have an answer. Romalei Sujibet Savore said he started torturing him, they literally started choking him. V'komitzarele, Osir Rabavo Ashkechinu, so Rabavo happens to walk by, and he sees that they're chapping with Rav Safra. What's going on here? Only they told him. Didn't you tell us about Rav Safra that he's an Adam Gadol? He's not an Adam Gadol. He's a charlatan. Not just that, he's going to have to pay 13 years of back taxes plus penalties and interest and everything else. He told him, one second. What was the question? He says, we asked him a pasuk. Amos Perikim a pasuk base. He didn't know. So he says, I didn't tell you he knows Tanakh. He's a Lamdin. He knows Mishnayos. He knows Gemara. He knows the Bavis, Noshim Mezikin. Bekroy me, I'm Rita Lechu. Did I tell you that he knows Tanakh? So apparently, even back then, there were a lot of Chosh people, Talmidei Chachamim, that were more fluent in the Torah Shel Ha-Peh than in the Torah Shel Ha-Ksav. So the Minim told Rabbi Avoh, Maishna Atin Diyaditim. He says, I don't understand. You're an Adam Chashiv, and you know Tanakh. So why should Rabbi Safra be any different? Amar Luhus, Rabbi Avoh told him, Anan, the Shechichin Gabechain. See, I spend a lot of time with you. So Ramina Anafshu Ma'inetz, I do my homework. I come prepared. I know what I need to. I know I'm going to be asked questions like this. Tamashatoshav Lapikiris. But Inu, Loi Ma'ini. He says, there's no reason for Rabbi Safra. He Drezachim Beis Medrash. Beis Medrash, you don't have to be so fluent in Amos Perikim or Pasuk Beis. There, you have to know. Gemara, Mishnayis, it's for that reason. I know it, despite the fact that he doesn't. Amar Luhus, they told him, Lemelot. Okay, I hear. I got it. But what's pshat in this pasuk? At the end of the day, Hashem says, "Rak eschem yodati mikol mishpacha yisrael adama." I love you so much. Therefore, what? Okay, efkoid aleichem as kol abayne seichen. Amalusi told him, "Em shalachem mashal ma'adavadayim." I'll explain to it a mashal. Adam shenayish mishneiv deyadim. There was a person who two people owed money. Echad I have one person he liked. The echad signed it. The other person he didn't like so much. I have a nifrim etim atmat. And apparently the lover couldn't pay. He didn't have the money to pay it up. So the person that he liked, the malva went with him and he worked out a payment plan with him. Tell me, pay me a little and then another little, a little more, a little more. And eventually it's going to be paid up. So you know, but the person he didn't like, nifrim etim vasachas, he went after him like a shark. He went after him for the money that he actually owed him. So he said, that's pshat in this pasuk. Al kain rak eschem yodati. Hashem says, I love Klal Yisrael so much. That's why I'm always tapping in. I'm always making debits. I'm always demanding payment, albeit little payment. Because I don't want to have to go after Klal Yisrael for one big cheshbon gadol. So it's like the Tarnagailis. That's Menachem Ba'ashpa. A little bit. So that's this idea. Sometimes a person sees in his life, he has a lot of little things going on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Anoichi Efte. In my mind, this is the greatest chesed that I could possibly do. The Hema Dibro like Sovim. Ani Amarti Ayasrim Biyasurim Bailam Azeh. But it's all Kadesh Yechaskuz Reyosa. People don't always realize that. But this Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Ma'at, 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 this is something that Hashem does only with Klal Yisrael. With Klal Yisrael, with this different Anhaga, an Anhaga of Chema Einli, an Anhaga of Shakai Loi Mitzanu, Sagi Kayach. When it comes to the Umay Sa'ilam, it's not that way. There it's Godel Adinein of Rav Koyach. There it's Yimincha Hashem Nedari Bakoyach. There it's Noikim Hashem Ubal Chema. But either way, that was the punchline, said Rabbi Avoh to the Minim. It's interesting that, you know, with Agadah the Gemara, if you know the rest of the story, if you're familiar with the Amiram and the Tanoim, the personalities that are the subject of these stories, it makes the stories a lot richer. So if you know a little bit about Rabbi Avoh, who's Rabbi Avoh? Rabbi Avoh was a Makur of the Malchus. He was actually somebody that had a lot of protectia, and he was able to be pile a lot of yeshuas in the government at the time on behalf of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says in Masechtas Ksubas Daf Yizayin Amar Aleph. It's also Gemara Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Yudalin Amar Aleph. Rabbi Avoh, Ki Abba Osim in Masechta Lebei Kesar, where Rabbi Avoh would walk from Shul to the Bei Kesar, Nafkin Amasa the Bei Kesar La'ape. So the women of the Bei Kesar would come out, Umashrimle, they would sing to him. And this was the song, Rabba Da'ame, it's big Nasi, very choshev, important person. Umadabrana do umse, he's a leader. Butzina de Nahura, he's a beacon of light. Brich Nasiach l'shalom, may you come in peace. So the Amasa, the Bekesa, used to come and they would sing for Rabbi Avoh. This is, of course, Matim with another Gemara. Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara talks about the most handsome men to ever live. And the Gemara says, Shufrei de Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana was very, very handsome. But his beauty was Me'ein. Shufrei de Rav Avoh. And Shufrei de Rav Avoh was Me'ein Shufrei de Yaakov Avinu. Shufrei de Yaakov Avinu was Me'ein Shufrei de Adam Arishon. The Gemara says, what happened to Rabbi Yechonon? I thought Rabbi Yechonon was also very handsome. But the Gemara says, because he never had a beard. But the point is, You see, Rabbi Avoh is mentioned over here. So Rabbi Avoh was a very handsome person. Rabbi Avoh was also someone that was the Kur of the Malchus. What are the Gemara? The Gemara says in the Sechtes Chagiga, Daf Yodal Raman Aleph. The Gemara over there is darshaning a pasuk in Yeshaya. And one of the things Yeshaya described was people that are nesui ponim. What does that mean? Zeshenoisim ponim ledoiroi bavuroi. There are certain people that they have such koyach that they're able to literally bring benefit and toiv on behalf of an entire generation. Who is such a person? So the Gemara gives two examples. Kigoyin Reb Chanina ben Doisa lemata, lemaylo kigoyin Reb Chanina ben Doisa, and lemata kigoyin Reb Avoh, Bekesar. Reb Chanina ben Doisa lemalo, through his tfilois, through what he was able to be poil in the ilomois in Shemayim, he was able to bring tremendous toiv, tremendous chesed for his generation, and Rabbi Avoh was able to do the same thing. Not lemaila, but lemato. Lemato, Rashi says, Malchei Umais mechabdin oisam b'shviloi. The Malchei Umais used to give tremendous kavod to Klal Yisrael on behalf of Rabbi Avoh. Shayuchoshe b'veis ha-melech, k'dermina b'sech t'sanhedrin, davinafki amasa d'beikesa la'apit. But either way, this is Rabbi Avoh, who was extremely handsome. This is Rabbi Avoh, who the amasa, the beikesa used to come out, and they would sing for him every time. They would serenade him as he would walk into government. This is Rabbi Avoh that the Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Yudal Raman Aleph. He was able to do the matah, what Reb Chanina ben Doisa was able to do the maila. He was poil so many yeshuas on behalf of Klal Yisrael. You see over here, he was able to exempt Reb Safra from taxes for 13 years. He also felt that he had to be somewhat versed in the Torah Shavik Saf. Damna Shatosh of Lapikiris. You know, he was dealing with missionaries. He was dealing with Minim, Mitalmida Yeshe Noitzri, discussing a pasuk in Amos. But either way, that's a little bit of the rest of the story as it relates to Rabbi Avoh. Some more on the note of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges. Who said this? Rav Avinu said this. So when he's lobbying on behalf of Sodom, he's trying to save Sodom. So he tells Hashem, he says, well, you're going to destroy the entire city of Sodom? What if there's a tzaddik? You can't destroy a tzaddik in Rosh. Amar Ravam Tzayin Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ribayna Shalom, Chulin. What's this Lashon Chalila? It's me Lashon Chulin, who ma'asayis davar hazeh. Lahamid tzaddik or Rosh. Fake Gemara, the law, is that true? You can't punish a tzaddik with a rosh. If it's a pasuk in Yecheskel, Perek Chav Aleph, v'hechrati mimech tzaddik v'rosho. Zok the Gemara, but tzaddik shein gom. That's a tzaddik shein gom. Avram Avinu was davening for a tzaddik gom. He said, a tzaddik gomer, that's chulin. That's cholila l'cham yasayis. Kadover hazeh, lohom a tzaddik v'rosho. Avram, a tzaddik gomer, loy a tzaddik gomer. Not v'ksiv, the pasuk says, another pasuk in Yecheskel, umi mikdashi tochel. That pasuk is describing Churban Beis HaMikdash. And Churban Beis HaMikdash, tochelu, it began, Miloshen Haskola, from Mikdashi. What does that mean? Tani, Rabbi Yosef, al tikri mi Mikdashi, elo mim kudoshai. Elu bnei Adam, this is referring to the Kedoshim. Shekimu es ha-Toyra, me'alif va'atav. So you see that by Churban Beis HaMikdash, not only the Rishon died, but even Kedoshim. What's the definition of Kedoshim? These are bnei Adam, shekimu es ha-Toyra, me'alif va'atav. In other words, they were tzaddikim gemurim. So you see that when the pasuk says v'chrati mimech tzaddik v'rosh, it doesn't only mean tzaddik she'en gomer, it means even a tzaddik gomer. So what did Avraham Avinu mean when he said cholivu l'chom yasayis kadov razal ha'am tzaddik v'rosh? Asam nami, talk to Gemara. It's true, these people kept kol ha'tayra kulami aleph atof. But kivin chayibi adam limchais, v'loy michu, being that they could have protested, they could have been a little bit tougher on their generation, and they weren't, havalu ki tzadikim she'enan gemurim, it's for that reason they get downrated, so to speak, they're like tzadikim she'enan gemurim. And achanami, had they been real tzadikim gemurim, they would not have died, even during Churban Beis HaMikdash. And that's what Avraham Avinu was saying. I understand, Hashem, you want to take out Sodom, but chalila l'cham asoyitz kadover hazeh l'ham is tzaddik, not just any tzaddik, tzaddik gomor im roshra, papa rami. And this next gemara is a classic. It's also a gemara another place in Shas. It's verbatim in Mesechtes Brachos Dav Zayin. Siv, the pasuk says, v'keil zoyim b'chol yoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every single day. The ksiv and the pasuk says, l'fnei zamoy miyamid, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would get angry, Miyamid, nobody would be able to stand. Meaning there's nobody that would be able to withstand the wrath and the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So which one is it? Does Hashem get angry? Or does Hashem never get angry? Because if Hashem would, l'fnei zami miyami. Zok the Gemara, le'kasho, kan biyochid, kan betzibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never gets angry at a yochid. Because if Hashem would ever get angry at a yochid, l'fnei zami miyami, it would be all over. But at the same time, the kale zayim b'chol yoyim, as it relates to the tzibur. Zok, digimara, tonu rabbanu. Kale zayim b'chol yoyim. The kamazam. So Hashem gets angry every day. How long? How long does Hashem's anger last? Rega. A moment. The kama rega. Zok, digimara, achas, mechomesh riboy. The shloishes alofin ushmoina meyos varbam ushmoina bisha zuhi rega. So it's a very, very, very tiny fraction of an hour. There's different gersayos in the Gemara, but the gersa that we have, it's 1 out of 53,848. So if you take the hour and you break it into 53,848 parts, it's one of those parts. That's the definition of rega, and that's what it means. Kel zayin b'chol yayin. For literally a moment. But in terms of when that moment is, there's nobody in the world in history that was able to figure out that moment. Chutz. The Chassid Beit HaPasuk says, V'yadeh Das Elyon. It says that Bilam knew Das Elyon. He couldn't communicate with an animal. He was bested. He was outsmarted by a donkey. You're going to tell me that he's someone that's Yodea Das Elyon. Zok to Gemara, we digress. My Das Bentel Aviyah. What does it mean? Where do you find that Bilam Arasha couldn't communicate with a donkey? Because when Bilam saw that, when the people from Moab, this delegation that came on behalf of Balak to hire Bilam to come curse Klal Yisrael, so they saw that he was riding on a donkey. Unrelated, they told him, my time alei chafta asusya. A donkey? Somebody like you, we would expect to be riding on a horse. Amalusi, he told the Britivish Adayle. I'll be honest with you, it's not my donkey. It's somebody else's. I borrowed it. You know, my horse, it's in the shop right now. And I don't have access to it. But yeah, as Bilam says that, Vatoymer Aslay. So the donkey starts talking. He says, Bilam, pump your brakes. Come on, tell him the truth. I'm your donkey. Amalay, it's true, you're my donkey. But Latina Bahama, I just use you for cargo. You know, I use you for schlepping things. Amalei, Asher Achafta Alai. Tell the truth. You ride on me. Amalei, I cry Bahama. Once in a while, I ride on you. Amalei, it's not true. You've been riding me for years. Not only do you ride on me, but we act b'derech issues together. So bottom line is, Bilam was outsmarted by a donkey. So how could the Pasuk says that he was Yodea Das Elyon? Elamai Yodea Das Elyon. What does that mean? Yodea L'chaven Oysa Shah Shah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kayis. But what it means is that he knew to be Mechaven that Shah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. But I know the Kabbalu Navi, and that's what the Navi meant when he said, Ami, it's a Pasuk in Micha Perek Vav, Zechor Na, remember Mayatz, Bolok, Melech, Mayav, Ume'ona Oysa Bilam Ben Ba'or Min Ashitin Adagilgo L'man Das Sidka Yis Hashem. Remember, never forget what Balak Melech Moav tried to do and what Bilam ben Ba'or tried to do. And you have to remember, what's the punchline? What do you want to remember? L'man das sitkoy sashem. What are the sitkoy sashem? I'm a Rebbe Loza. I'm a L'makadosh Baruch Hu. Ami, Re'u kamet tzedakah z'sisa imachem. Think about the tremendous tzedakah, the tremendous chesed that I did. Shal ka'asti aleichem kaloysan ayoven. That I didn't get angry during that entire tkufa. She'im ka'asti aleichem, because had I gotten angry, lo yinishtayir me'ovdei kichovim b'seinem shal Yisrael sarud upalit. All of Klal Yisrael would have been wiped out. Because Bilam knew the moment that Hashem gets angry, he would have manipulated that moment, and had he manipulated that moment, it would have been all over. That's what Bilam meant when he told Balak, my echo like kabi kel, my ezan leizam Hashem. He said, I can't do my job. Why? Because Hashem's not getting angry. What does Hashem getting angry have to do with Bilam being able to do his job? Says the Gemara. Lefi hanal, it's very understandable. Because Bilam's koyach was that he was a Yodea Das Elyon. He knew the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry. If he knew the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry, he was going to manipulate that moment. But it didn't work. The reason it didn't work was because Mo'ekoiv Leikabay Kel. That was the Lamandas Sidkais Hashem, that even though Vikel Zoyim Bechol Yoyim, during that period of time, Hashem changed the Teva. Vikam Mazamoy, again, how long is the anger of Hashem? Rega. Vikamo Rega. So before we had, it's 1 out of 53,848 of a Shah. Here the Gemara says a different shir. Amar Ameimar, Vitema Rabino, Rega Kamemre. The amount of time it takes to say the word Rega. That's how long a rega is. And we know the rega having risen. How do you know that when Hashem gets angry, he gets angry only for a rega? It's a pasuk. Ki rega ba'apoy. Chayim Bertzayin. Vibay Yisayim HaMeyachal. Chavikimat Rega Ad Yavarzam. Shaya Novi said, hide for a Rega until Hashem's anger passes. So Chavi, hide for how long? Kemat Rega. Because that's how long Hashem gets Amy. Ema Rosach. When does this moment take place? So we don't know the exact time. Only Bilam knew the exact time. But when exactly is it? Amar Abaya Betlas Shoyi Kamaisa. It's during the first 3 hours of the day. Ki Chevara Karbarto De Tarnagoyla. When the comb of a rooster, which usually is red, turns white. Frank the Gemara, kol shaita v'shaita michva chalifa. If you look at the comb of a rooster, it's always white. It's up to Gemara, kol shaita is beis reiki sumki. Usually it's white, but there's some red in it. Ahi shaita less beis reiki sumki. That moment, when there's no red, that's when Hashem is gaining anger. Zok tegem ayisum. Shuban Levi. Havim mitzayel ahu mina bekroi. There was a min, again, mitalmida yeshe noitri, who was chepping Rabbi Shuban Levi with different psukim. Yem echad nochet har nagoyla. He took a rooster, v'ukmi ben kari da arsa, and he tied it to the bed. The ayin bay, and he was looking at its comb very, very closely. He was waiting for it to turn completely white. He knew that at that moment, Hashem is angry. That's the rega. That's the ki rega ba'api chayim b'tzoyne. That's the chavikamat rega ad yavarza. And he was going to be makalo, this min, at that moment, and he knew that it was going to take him out. Meaning, this was Bilam's koyach. Rabbi Shulman Levi felt that this was something he was going to be able to do. When the time came, nimnei, he fell asleep. B'shul ben Levi at kechapta drimel. Omar, he said, "Shema mina, it's a simon from Shemayim. Lav oirachar the mevadachid. What I'm doing is wrong. Why? Because the pasuk says v'rachma v'akol masav k'siv. V'k'siv it also says gam anoish litzadik loytoyv. It's not good for a tzadik to be punishing people. Tanim shmeidram meyer. You want to know when Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets angry? B'shosha melachem menichin tisrein v'rasheim u'mishtachavim lachama. It's every morning, also in the morning. But when the melachim, they take their crowns, they put it on their heads, and they bow down to avodah zarah. They bow down to the sun. Miyad." Immediately, Koyos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the rega. Amar Rabbi Yosef said, that being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day, and when does it happen? It happens during the first 3 hours of the day. There was even a simen, ki chivara karbalta, the Tarnagoyla, but either way, it's in the first 3 hours of the day. So Rabbi Yosef said an interesting halach. Let's see in the musfi, a person shouldn't daven musaf, during the first 3 hours of the day, on Rosh Hashanah, biyachidus. So don't daven musaf biyachidus on Rosh Hashanah during the first 3 hours of the day. The reason is Dilma, keep the Mifkadina, being that this is around the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, and it's a Yoim Hadin, and you're davening B'yichidis, Dilma Ma'ayni Be'uvde, it could be when they're Ma'ayin, in this person's Ma'isin, Dochfu Le'mitchi, they're not going to want to accept this person's tefillah. So if a person wants his tefillah to be answered, he has to have a shot at his tefillah being accepted. If you're going to daven at a time where there's a charoi naf in the world, which is sometime during the first 3 hours of the day, there's a chance that your tefillah won't be answered. And if it's on Rosh Hashanah, and it's musaf, you need that tefillah. So you have to make sure that you don't put yourself in a vulnerable situation where maybe that tefillah is going to be pushed away. But the Gemara asks a few questions. Number one, Yehokhid et Tzibur Nami. So why is it only B'yichidus? You shouldn't daven with Tzibur either. The Tzibur Nefisha Schus. You daven with a Tzibur, you have Schus, and you have to be worried about your tefillah not being answered. Yehokhid Yehokhid et Tzafer Nami. Why only Musaf? Shachar should be an issue also. Because most people daven shachar during the first 3 hours of the day. And the reason is because the only time you can daven shachar. Musaf, you can daven the whole day technically. But shachar, that's the only time really for you to daven shachar. So if you're going to be davening shachar, even though you yourself are davening b'yichidus, but the other people in the world that are also davening shachar at that same time, that creates like a tzibur. Thus you have the nefishas chusei. You don't have to worry, but it's musaf, where it could be the only person davening musaf, or at least there's no tzibur davening musaf. If there's no tzibur davening musaf, maybe your tefillah would be knocked out. But the Gemara says, it's interesting that we just said that the first 3 hours a day, it's around that time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry. Says the Gemara, if you remember from yesterday's daf Gimel Amid Beis, the Gemara broke down the Yud Beis Shois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Seder Ayoy. And it said that the first 3 hours, Hashem sits and he learns Torah. The second 3 hours, Hashem judges. He sits down on the Kisei Sholdin, and then he gets up, and he sits on the Kisei Sholrachamim, the Teres Chayim, Tzadikim Adaktikim Aleim, the Chot Asayro, all of the Machshava to create the world, B'midas Adin, some of the rage we spoke at yesterday. But the Gemara said that when does Hashem judge people? It's not the first 3 hours of the day. It's second 3 hours of the day. Frank the Gemara, how does that matim with what we just said now? We just said that Hashem gets angry during the first 3 hours of the day. And not just that, the Gemara said that halacha lemaisa on Rosh Hashanah during the first 3 hours, don't daven musaf be a chidus, because your tefillah may not be accepted. As if to say that the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah is manifest mostly when during the first 3 hours of the day. How does that stem with what we said? That really Hashem judges not during the first 3 hours of the day, but during the second 3 hours of the day. It's again inside Fake the Gemara Vamit Shalish Rishon is a Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoshiva Isik B'Torah. The Gemara says Epoch. You have to go back to that Gemara and you have to edit it. You have to flip it. The first 3 hours of Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoshiv V'Donos Olam, and that's why the Kirega Ba'ap Echayim B'Tzoynoi, the Chavikimat Rega, happens when during the first 3 hours, because that's precisely when a Kadosh Baruch Hu Yoshiv V'Donos Olam. It's the second 3 hours that Hashem learns Torah, where it says MS, Dichsev MS Kine, the Al Timkor in a Kodesh Baruch Hu Oisel Lifnim Mishur Sadin. There, Hashem doesn't go Lifnim Mishur Sadin. Din, the like Siv by MS, a Kodesh Baruch Hu Oisel Lifnim Mishur Sadin. Ironically, when Hashem learns Torah, which is MS, which is Din, it's Dafka during that time that Hashem gets angry. And that's when a person has to be worried about the kirega ba'apoy. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu's Yoshev V'don, the Gemara said Hashem sits al kisei shorachamim. Being that Hashem anyway sits al kisei shorachamim, so although it's counterintuitive, these Gemaras are way above our pay grade, over there you don't have to worry about. Either way, three ha'aris. Number one. So we had the Gemara brought a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ami zechor no mayatz balak melech mayav umeana oisai bilam ben ba'or min ashitim adagilgo lemandas sidkay sashem micha perik vav." Remember what Balak tried to do. Remember what Bilam tried to do. They tried causing and inflicting a lot of pain on Klal Yisrael, but at the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu was extremely righteous. Lemandas sidkay sashem. What Hashem do? He didn't get angry. Because had Hashem gotten angry, Bilam was there, that's Elyon, there could have been a lot of problems. The Gemara, Mesechtes Brachos, Daf Yud Beis on the base, says something pelodic. Amar Rav Avoh ben Zutrasi, Amar Rav Yehuda ben Zvida. Bikshu l'kfaya parashas Balak b'kriyashma. When the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah were mesakeh the nusach of Kriyashma, they wanted that every single day, twice, Pamayim Bahava, when we say Kriyashma, we should include another paragraph. Which paragraph? Parshas Balak. So why didn't they? If they wanted to, who stopped them? Because Parshas Balak is long, and it just would have schlepped out davening too long. So they said that even though it's something that we feel is the right thing to do, we're not going to do it. Break the door my time. What's the reason? Vash state in Parshas Balak that they felt it was so critical that every single day, when we're Mekabel HaMalch HaShemayim, Eul Mitzvahs, the Parash of Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Parash of Tzitzis, we're going to include Parashas Balak. Is it because there's a reference in Parashas Balak to the fact that Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, and we want to mention that? Lema Parashas Ribbis, or Parashas Mishkolos, there's other Parashas in the Torah that also have mentions of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Elo, Rabbi Yosef Barabin, because the Pasuk says, Kora Shachav Ka'ari, Ukelavi Miyikimenu. Because in the Parasha of Balak, not only is there a mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but there's also a mention of the fact that a person can go to sleep and wake up, Kara Shachav Kari, Ukelavi Miyikimenu, the idea of Uveshach Bechov Kumecha, which is one of the themes of Kriya Shema, and it's for that reason they felt, oh, you have Yetzias Mitzrayim, and you have Uveshach Bechov Kumecha, that's a good reason to incorporate it in Kriya Shema. At the end of the day, they didn't do it. The reason they didn't do it was Mishum Terach Tzibu, Freik the Pnei Yeshua, it's Gemara's Apella, there was a Havamina, really? That every single day, twice, we'd mention the parashas of Balak, because there's a reference of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It says, Kora Shachav Kariu Kolavi Mi Kimenu Vas Tutzachta. It's Pilei Ploy. Says the Pnei Yeshua, based on this pasuk that we just learned. This pasuk in Micha, Perik Vav Pasuk Hei. The pasuk says, Ami Zecharna Mayatz Bolak Melech Mayav. Uma Ana Oysai Bila Mem Ba'ar. There's a pasuk Midivri Kabbalah that says that a Yid cannot forget. You have to remember the story of Balak. You have to remember the story of Bilam. There's a mitzvah to remember it. Being that there's a mitzvah to remember it. So, Sol Kedai Techamino, it should be part of the Matbeya Tefillah. And every single day in davening, let's make it during Kriya Shema because of the innuendo that's related to the theme of Kriya Shema, that will be the time to go mention Baruch Hezbollah. You're right. As a standalone, would it make sense? No, of course not. But there's a pasuk that's mechayev us to remember the Baruch Hezbollah. So now we have an obligation to remember the story of Balak. The question is where? So the Chazal said, Bikshu, let's make it as part of Kriya Shema. See what they said? Nah, you'll do it on your own time. But the bottom line is, says the Pnei Yeshua, what's it based on? It's based on that pasuk in Micha, where the Navi says clearly, Zecharna, you have to remember, you cannot forget what Balak and what Bilam did. We're all familiar with the Sheish Zechirois. So after davening Shachar, some people say Sheish Zechirois, and then there's the 13 Ani Mamim. So what are the Sheish Zechirois? Yitzias Mitzrayim, Maimir Ar Sinai, Zochereis Asha Asa Lachar Molek, the Egel, Maisa Miriam, and Zochereis Yom HaShabbos L'Katsha. You have to remember Shabbos. Yaakov Emden, in a Siddur Yaivitz, brings from the Chidah, that the Chidah had 10 Zechirois, different Nusach. 10 Zechirois that a person should remember, and he should say every single day. The ninth one, the Hareini Mekayim Mitzvah, Liskar Shehitzel Hashem Es Aviseinu Mibalak Umibilam. Like the pasuk says, Ami Zecharna Mayotz Balak Melech Mayov Umeana Oisay Bilam and Barim and Ashita Madagilgal Lamandas Tzidkos Hashem. And then there's a whole Ribbono Shel Olam and a Viratzim Ufanach Achsidus Anosach. But the bottom line is that the ninth zechira that Rabbi Yaakov Emden brings in a Siddur Yad, it's right after Shacharis, B'shem Dechidah, is to remember. By the way, you know what the 10th one is? Hareini zoicher es Yerushalayim. K'moy shenemer, meshkocheich Yerushalayim. Tishkach yemini, tidbak l'shoyni, l'chiki, im lo yeskerechi, im lo yales Yerushalayim, al rosh simchasi. That's the 10th of the 10th schiras. Either way, that's the first star. The second star is, the Gemara said that how long does Hashem get angry? That's a moment. It's either 153,848 of a shah, or it's kamemri, the amount of time it takes to say the word regga. Freik toisves, a gewaldige kash. Bilam's koyach was, he was yedeh das elyon. He knew the moment that Hashem gets angry, and he was going to manipulate it. At that time that Hashem gets angry, he was going to pounce. He was going to go, and he was going to be mekal kal yisrael. V'im toimar, freik toisves, ma hoyo yochel loimar b'shamu atas gezois. What could Bilam have possibly said in such a short period of time? I mean, it's a fleeting moment. What could he have possibly, what klolo could Bilam have uttered during such a short period of time? How was he going to manipulate the moment? Zok Tosfos, V'yesh Loimar, Haya Oimer Kaleb. He was going to say the word Kaleb. V'akadosh Baruch Hu Hafchoi V'omar Melech K'dechsiv V'truas Melech Bay. But then Tosfos brings another teretz for Eliyo. Haya Mefarish She'ein Tzarech Rak Lahaschil K'lelosei Ba'osei Rega. So if you know the rules and the regulations of how this works, says Rabbi Elio, Bilam didn't have to finish the klola during that rega. He just had to start it. And as long as he would have started it, that in and of itself already would have been enough. And Tosfos says it has to be that way. Because you see that Bilam wanted to be Meirich Bekilalosai. Those are the Gemaras in Perek Chelek, Mi Berchasav Shalai Zerosha, Atalamim Mahayu Belivai, Ma Toivoy Alech Yaakov, etc., etc. So we all know those Gemaras. So you see Bilam had a whole Maracha, he had a whole Shtekel Torah that he was going to get up and he was going to recite incantations and klolas and mises. How was he going to do it in such a short period of time? It's not Kal, it wasn't one word. Says Rabbi Elio, all he needed to do was start it at that moment. As long as he was going to get it out and he was going to start it at that moment, that would be enough. I heard years ago, I didn't see it inside, but I heard years ago that the Aruch HaShulchan brings a raya from here that when it comes to Zmani Tfilo, let's say Zman Kriya Shema or Zman Tfilo, that as long as a person starts davening before or within the Zman, even if he finishes after the Zman, he's okay. That's right from this Tosfos. That just like Bilam had to get it right, just like Bilam had to start it, that would have been enough during this Shas of Charoinav, even if he would have finished it afterwards. So if a person is trying to fight Zman Kriya Shema, if you start saying Kriya Shema within the Zman, even if he finishes it after the Zman, that in and of itself is going to be okay. But I'll tell you what I did see inside. The Kozhuk Lava Goyen, Hashem Yim Kum Damoy, in Eretz Tzvi. So he brings as follows. I'll read it to you. V'omnam yesh mokum l'minig hazeh. He's discussing a minig that people used to bring mishloach manos after shkia, after tzei sakichavim. So this is like a real chassidish tshuva. He's getting involved in, you know, doing malacha, Rabbeinu Tamzman, the Litvish Zmanim. Either way, so he says, al pi ma shehigid Hayehudi Akodesh me Pshischa, the Yid Akodesh from Pshischa. Limut Schos ala Maschelis Bawel Bizman Tfilo, Afshen Nimshach Achar Hazman. That you find that people, they start davening before this man, and then they would be mamshech, the Rebbe's for sure, way after this man. He said, it's ke'ilu espal ha'kol ha'tfilah b'zman. It's okay, doesn't matter. As long as you started. What was his rhyme? Medivri toisvus brachas davzayin. It's the same toisvus. Him hischel ha'kalab oisei rega. That as long as Bilam would have been maschel to be makalo in the right time, av shegomar achakach mazik. So he said, kol shkem b'midah toivah meruba. Then hischel espal ha'b'zman ha'tfilah, v'gomar achakach de'choshev kilu espalu koil hashmeina esrei bezmana ad kan dvarav akdoshin v'kocha hu benidin anon. As they bring the kosher glove going, but I'll tell you one other interesting thing, and I see it's getting late, so we'll end with this, and that is that the Magen Avraham in Erechayim Simin Vav, so the Magen Avraham brings from the Levush, that the Levush says that there are people that have a minute, they say Tillim every day. So he says, Oysen sha'imrim tehillim, yoimru koidim atfila. That's what the Levush says. So if you have a minig to say tehillim every day, when should you say tehillim? He says, the best time, the zman ha-mufchar, the most opportune time for a person to say tehillim is before davening. And he says, ayin sham ha-tam. So if you take a look at the Machza Shekel, so he quotes the tam or the ta'amim, two reasons that the Levush gives why the best time to say tilim is before davening. So he says, Chada, Shaha'ila Mali Klipois. Because we know the world is full of klipois. Kshamru Chazal, he quotes the Gemara in Brachas, Davav, that the world is full of klipois. What are klipois? Good question. Vehem hamakatrigim vahamoinim esat tefilo lalois. These are certain things that get in the way of tefilo. So a person davens, and sometimes his tefilo is not answered. You know why his tefilo is not being answered? Because there are klippas that are getting in the way, and they're being makatrig. They're stopping his tefilo from being answered. Ubefrat hamashchisin hanivram al yidei avoinoi sa'odim amaspal. And the ikur klippas come when a person does averis b'shasa tefilah. Either way, skula samiris tefilah b'kavana. You know what the skula of saying tefilah b'kavana is? Lahavriach oisen haklipos. It's to get rid of those klipos. V'lachei nikrit tehillim zmirois. That's why tehillim is called zmirois. Loshen krisa. K'gnoi lezamer aritzim. To be zomer aritzim. That's what tehillim is. So the whole koyach of tehillim, says the Levush, this is the Levush. The Levush says the koyach of tehillim is to cut, to be zoymer, zmirais, these klippas that are getting in the way of your koyach tefillah. So it says, Levush, when's the most opportune, when should you say tehillim? Every morning before you daven. You want your tefillahs to be answered. So the first thing you need to do is you have to make sure there's nothing getting in the way of your tefillahs. What gets in the way of tefillah is klippas. So you gotta get rid of the klippas. How do you do it? You zoymer the klippas. The way you zoymer is with the zmirais, which is tehillim. That's this idea. Ayin shamatam, says the Machzis HaShekel. Psukhi de Zimmer, right. That's the Ayin shamatam. That's why there's Zemirois. That's the idea. V'tam HaSheni, Shesifrei tehillim, Ikrei Sipurei Shvachei HaMalkim. The Iker of tehillim is giving Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'amrin, B'brachas Taflamet Beza Medal, V'darash, Shavsim Loi. V'oilam Yisad Yod Meshvachas HaMalkim Achei Yisbal. A person, before he davens Hashem, before he asks, before he requests, what's the first thing he's supposed to do? He should be Mesad HaShvachei HaMalkim. So, you see, there's an idea of being Mesad HaShvachei HaMalkim before you daven. That's this Inyan of saying tehillim, which is Shvachei HaMalkim. Again, Psuki de Zimra, before it is he ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for things. Tshuva's Pesach and Machzah Shekel continues. Chaylikov, he argues. He says, I don't agree with the Levush. The Levush says you should say Tehillim before you daven. I disagree. I think you should say it after you daven. He says it's like, if you're saying Tehillim b'tzibur, so you're together with a Reivam, then Enochinami, do it like the Levush said. But if you're going to do it b'yechidus, it's actually better to do it after you finish davening. So after you daven, then you should say your Tehillim. Ve'hevi b'shem Arizal. What's the reason? The reason is as follows. Sha'ashpa ha'yeredes mimayla al yedei tefilas ha'tzibur. When a tzibur davens, hashpuas comes down from Shemayim. And that hashpa remains there as long as the person is in the Beis HaKnesses. So you daven with a tzibur. There's a koyach of a tzibur now. How long do you have that koyach of a tzibur? It's a posh, you think, maybe until the last person finishes davening, Shmei Nesrei. At that point, it's over. The koyach of tefillah b'tzibur is tam v'nishlam. It's finished. It says that result is natural. The hashpa that comes down when a tzibur davens together remains with the individual person as long as he's in the Beis HaKnesses. It's once he leaves the Beis HaKnesses, then it's over. But as long as he's there, it's there the whole time. So it says that Rizal, being that there's a koyach of Tzibur, and the Koyach of Tzibur is true for saying Tehillim. So it makes sense. It makes sense then that a person, if he wants to say Tehillim B'Tzibur, even though he's really saying Tehillim B'Yechidus, do it after davening. When you have that spice of Tehillim B'Tzibur, that's actually the best time to do it. The heavy raya, and the Tshuva Space Akerbord a raya to this Yisoid, the Yisoid of that Rizal, the Yisoid that once there's a spice of Tehillim B'Tzibur, that spice are going to remain even after the Tzibur already leaves. You know what the raya is? Shas Brochas Dav Zayin Amaral. The Mina Al Apostle, the Kael Zoyim V'Kol Yoy, the Kama Zamay Rega, the Kama Rega Commandment, the Hiksha Toysvis. Okay, hey, Chrotza Bill and McCallum, but I say Rega, Lulisha Kodesh Barku, Mahayo Yochalom, but I say Rega. The Territz, the Chaturutz, the Taisu says in one Territz, and my Maschel, the Kalo, but I say Azam, Avsha over Azam. That would have been enough. So I'm forwarding. Vim Kane, Kolshkim, and me the Toiva, Shehim Aruba, Kimen Shetfila, Sibur, he Ritsuya, Ukamesh Xiv, Alaposik, Vanit, Filosi, Lachashem, Ace Rotzlin, Emasa, Ace Rotzlin, Shatsibur, Mispalim, and Kane Kisha Hiskul, Base Rotzlin, Afgam, Masha Omer, Acha. Either way, based on this Tosfos right here, two halachas. Number one, what the Kazak Lava Glaim brings from the Yidda Kodesh, what I've heard B'Shem Darach HaSholchan, that if a person starts davening Kriyas Shema Tefillah before this man, even if it goes afterwards, it's still considered that it was done within the proper Zman. And you have over here this idea that the Machsa Shekel brings from Kadmoinim B'Shem Darizal, that if a person says Tillim every day, on the one hand, there's a ma'il of saying Tillim before davening. Why is the Mirois to get rid of the Klipois and to be Mesad Shvachai? But at the same time, if it's going to be B'Yechidus, there's a ma'il of doing it after davening. Because once davening happens, B'tzibur, the Ashpois of the Tzibur comes down. You have that Nit Filosi L'cha Hashem Beis Rotzen, so your Tehillim B'Yechidus will actually be Nechshav as if you did it B'tzibur.